Big Z testing.
Okay, over to
you. 4DOS, WV 6Z. Yeah, I'm swapping mobile radios around and all that sort of fun stuff today, being it's not raining and it's nice and warm. And if you remember to, Gary, you can go ahead and remove everything I had listed on the SwapNet when you get a chance to, buddy. I've gotten rid of everything I needed to get rid of, over.
I'll do that. Thanks for letting me know. I can't remember, Joe, I believe it was, contacted me wanting to know about one of the 820s. I didn't know if he got it or not.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I met up with Joe earlier on in the week, and he got that one, and I shipped my 570 DG off to someplace in Arizona yesterday, and I decided I'm going to hold on to the last 820 I've got, so I've got a backup rig, but did a little upgrade and swapped around, changing around and stuff. I was kind of hoping I'd get a phone call or a text back from Joe. I was kind of hoping that he had gotten some time to put the rig on the air and get an antenna up or whatever and all it is he had to do.
Do, I'm sure you will enjoy it. That's a nice rig. I had an 830, I guess, at one time. Passed it on to another fella, and had a couple of minor problems on the external VFO. Got those repaired, or he repaired them himself, I think. And I talked with him one day, and he said, I said, you want to get rid of that rig? And he said, no. He said, I'm going to keep this one forever. He said, I love it.
I had two, and I figured I'd keep one. But I did Joe one better. I had both of them turned on and fired up the other morning after Joe said he wanted that one, and I noticed that after the one without the external VFO had been powered up for a while, when I turned the tuning dial on it, I had a couple of spots where the digital display would not read true. So I went ahead and let him have the other one, and it was prettier too, and I gave him the VFO and everything for it.
Well, I'm glad that you sold all your stuff that you wanted to get rid of, and that Joe's happy with it, I hope. I hope he gives you a text or an email or something letting you know how he's enjoying it. But I'm glad you let me know about selling all your other stuff and keeping some of it. I'll remove it from the swap net and all of that sort of stuff. Keep my book straight that way, and that way I won't have to worry about it.
Roger that. Well, I appreciate you, Gary. Appreciate you being there, and appreciate you doing the swap net, and appreciate everything you do, buddy. And, yeah, hopefully Joe will be happy with it. He said he was. And to be perfectly honest, that 820S that I had him, that I gave to him, I let him have it for the price of the other one because I didn't want to let him down. And, you know, I figure if it gets him back on the air, then that's a good thing, you know.
That's the way I look at it. It's always a good thing when you help somebody else get on the air. It's a lot of fun. It makes you feel good, makes them happy as well. That's always a good thing. But I'll let you get back to doing what you were doing. I heard you throwing a test out there, and thought I'd come back to you. Just let you know your swap over was working and everything was sounding good on this end. Hope you have a wonderful Sunday afternoon. Enjoy the rest of the day. I'll let you get back to it. WV6Z, KI4DOS.
Okay, Gary, thanks for the audio check and everything. I appreciate it, buddy. And catch you a little bit further down the log. 73, KI4DOS, WV6N.